quote, "Let every protest be raised against inordinate selfish accumulation, against the unjust distribution of wealth, against the unequal opportunities granted to men to work with mind and heart and soul. To bring about a better social system is the obligation of every human being who holds a spark of honor." End quote. 1915, words of Katrina Trask. Everyone knows Spencer and Katrina Trask, a Gilded Age high society investment banker married to a famous authoress, dedicated their Yaddo estate just down Union Avenue to become an artist residency after their deaths. Spencer died in a train crash in 1909, and Katrina died of pneumonia in 1922. The first artist guests arrived in 1926, 100 years ago this year. But today, we're going to look at a different facet of Yaddo history. So my name is Rumara, R-U-M-A-R-A. I get a lot of questions. I tell people that my father invented the name. But with the internet, I've discovered that Rumara is actually the common name of a rainforest tree in Brazil. It's also the name of a city in Papua New Guinea, north of Australia. And right now, Rumara is the name of a restaurant in Indonesia, and you can read its menu on Instagram. Historical research can overturn previous conceptions, not by looking at Trask history on the internet, which is notoriously inaccurate, but by studying many thousands of pages of records that are today located in brick and mortar and virtual archives. Katrina Trask has been described as a wealthy philanthropist who loved the arts, had many artist guests at her home, and with no heirs, decided to dedicate her Yaddo estate to the arts in perpetuity. We know wealthy women philanthropists. They enter SPAC through the VIP gate. They hang out at the patron's patio. They dine in the patron's dining room, in the Hall of Springs, before the show. But historical research paints a different picture of Katrina Trask. The Trasks lived in Brooklyn and took a second home in Saratoga in 1881. By the way, 5 years from now, in 2031, Yaddo, the site, not the artist residency, will be 150 years old. Spencer led a busy life out in the world, taking the train back and forth from Saratoga to their home in Brooklyn, running his Wall Street firm, Spencer Trask & Co., hobnobbing at private New York men's clubs in the evenings. As Katrina encountered significant health issues, she increasingly stayed up here, where she was mistress of the massive Yaddo estate, a combination of CEO and den mother to Yaddo's many servants, laborers, and their families, who in busy times numbered upwards of 250 people. Some lived in various buildings on the Yaddo campus and others out in the small village of Saratoga Springs. The 50-room Yaddo mansion, with its continual parade of house guests, its formal dining room, its large performance hall called the music room, needed servants to cook and clean and serve. Horses needed tending, carriages needed mending, hundreds of acres of forests and carriage roads needed maintenance. They had a herd of cows. There were vast hay fields, huge vegetable gardens, and as of 1901, a magnificent three-tiered rose and perennial garden full of thousands of crimson, gold, and white roses that needed to be pruned, weeded, and watered. New buildings were built, old buildings needed repair, fireplaces and furnaces needed to be fed, curtains, tablecloths, clothing needed sewing, washing, and mending. In the late 1800s, labor practices were far less regulated than today. There was no workers' comp for injuries. There were no OSHA safety rules. The typical workday was 12 hours, 6 days a week, with no overtime pay, no regulated breaks. Child labor was common. Domestics were on call 24/7. Abuse and exploitation of domestic help occurred behind closed doors with little recourse. Health and sanitation practices were primitive. The first poorly functioning deodorant, for example, was invented in 1888, and the laboring class was referred to as the Great Unwashed. But Katrina, arriving in Saratoga in 1881, had a different vision. Katrina disputed conventional church practices, but she loved the Gospels. And she loved Jesus with his stellar character. I spoke about Katrina and Jesus as part of a lecture I gave at the History Museum a couple years ago, and I got complaints. You shouldn't talk about religion in a history lecture. That's personal. Then when Melissa asked me here, I thought, okay, great, I can talk all about Jesus because they're used to people standing up in front of them and talking all about Jesus. And then I found out in the Unitarian faith that maybe not. But please bear with me. Katrina's love for Jesus was at the root of her activism. Quote, he was gracious, considerate, chivalrous, to the mighty and the lowly, to the ruler and to the outcast, to the nobleman and to the peasant. And at Yaddo, quote, every woman's servant is treated like and expected to be a gentlewoman, and every man's servant is treated like and expected to be a gentleman, end quote. Katrina met her servants and laborers eye to eye. Quote, I have met with many fools in my household, but I have met with as many among the privileged class, end quote. At a time when virtue was admired. Quote, as a rule, I have found a steadier morality in the servants' hall than amongst the cultured women who have drunk the spiced wine of life with poison in its dregs, end quote. Katrina engaged her servants in discourse. Quote, there have been many fine minds and quick intelligences among my people, end quote. At that time, 90% of immigrants arriving on American shores were from Europe. The jobs of tilling fields, constructing and maintaining buildings, caring for children, the sick, and the elderly were often taken by Irish, Scotch, as Scottish people were known, Swedes, Italians, Germans, and so on. And Yaddo was full of thick brogues and European tongues. In 1890, on a European tour, for example, Spencer was in the Italian city of Caserta when he spied the Smaldone brothers, stonemasons, doing beautiful work building a fountain. He invited them to Saratoga to build his second mansion, the one that's standing today. The brothers spoke no English. Instead, a young niece would visit the job site and translate the blueprints. Italian immigrants were called derogatory names like Dagos or later WAPs. But that wasn't Yaddo's style. By the way, there are numerous descendants of the Smaldone brothers that still live locally. Between 1880 and 1889, Spencer and Katrina Trask tragically lost all four of their children to various illnesses. Then in 1890, the mansion which they had purchased and extensively renovated with the property burned. 3 years later, in 1893, a beautiful Tiffany mosaic was installed above the fireplace in the new mansion's great hall, showing a blue phoenix rising from golden flames, symbolizing a new life, as the Trasks turned their pain into purpose and devoted their lives to progressive era activism. Katrina was quoted as saying, wealth is a crime unless it is devoted to service. The children were in her life for 13 years. She lived another 33 years after that, and was very busy. An excerpt from Katrina's poetry book, Sonnets and Lyrics, published in 1894. When we have studied night and day a better and a surer way to purge the state of wrong and crime, then perchance it may be time to sit at home with idle hand and mourn the land. When we have done the best we can to help uplift our fellow man, to ease his load of care and sin, then perchance we may begin human nature to deplore, but not before. Katrina's quest to uplift servants and laborers now took on formal dimensions. So what did she do? In no particular order, first, she lived an example in front of all of Yaddo's many guests of how the upper classes could treat servants and laborers, quote, as human beings with souls, not machines oiled with high wages and cast aside when they run badly or run down, end quote. Second, as a popular author, she published numerous books and essays, both fiction and nonfiction, showcasing this cause. For example, Katrina's 139-page book, White Satin and Homespun, published in 1896. As Katrina frequently did, she spoke her own beliefs through the dialogue of the two leading fictional characters, Morton and his wealthy lady friend, Catherine. From page 63, a conversation about charitable donations. Morton, give yourself with the gift of money. That is the first thing. The gift without the giver is bare. Catherine, myself? Morton, yes. The actual monetary gift you give is a small part of the giving, I think. The intelligent knowledge and comprehension of those to whom you give, their needs, their necessities, that is the large part. Learn to know those to whom you would give and find out what they need. Catherine, and I have felt that signing checks was enough. Morton, that's just it. There is too much thoughtless, unintelligent giving as if people were trying to square accounts by throwing gold from their surplus. How can you imagine what it means to be hungry, to be alone, to struggle with a world that is your enemy and looks on you suspiciously, to be tempted to slavery by your very beauty? Third, Katrina founded institutions targeted towards helping laboring women and girls. St. Christina's School in 1888, located on the site of today's Ballston Ave Price Chopper, which trained girls beginning at age 14 as they aged out of orphanages to a high level of domestic skills so that they could obtain the best positions in domestic service. In 1903, Wiawaka Holiday House, a Lake George summer retreat for young women factory laborers, today thriving as Wiawaka Center for Women. I'll just mention that this year being the 100th year of the artist residency, I'm working with Leslie Dana, whom some of you know from her social justice work, and we're giving a series of presentations where Leslie, who's a professional actress, plays the role of Katrina Trask. And the one that's coming up, we're going to give at Wiawaka on August 20th. That's going to be an hour-long presentation about Mrs. Trask, played by Leslie, speaking about her work in social justice. So Wiawaka Holiday House is today thriving as Wiawaka Center for Women. In 1921, she founded the Katrina Trask Alliance, located on the site of today's Holiday Inn, a community center for women offering childcare, job training, educational lectures, a women's gymnasium. And finally, fourth, Katrina surrounded herself and others at Yaddo with reminders of love. Yaddo held an open house last year in September, and touring the mansion, you could see numerous painted or sculpted cherubs large to small, symbolizing love and purity. There's a marble Venus, a bronze Eros, the Greek god of love, several impressive Madonna and Child showing the purest mother's love, and tucked away, but they used to be everywhere, on the wallpaper, the silverware, the curtains, the symbolic rose and pine, Katrina and Spencer's heraldic emblems. The rose, Katrina's emblem, symbolized, quote, a glowing heart of love, the lavish outpouring of self, end quote. Every time someone remarked on the emblems, Katrina repeated under her breath, loving and giving, amen. We'll close with Katrina's instructions to the young women of Wiawaka Holiday House, who were mainly factory workers from Troy, officially known as girl guests. Let us remember, my sisters, the obligation laid upon us to lead upward and on to a finer, sweeter, saner, purer realization of life and to a higher and holier concept of love.